This disclaimer is a statement notifying listening audiences that any opinions expressed on our shows are not representative of Laguna Radio, Inc., its management, or its board of directors.
Ladies and gentlemen, we invite you to...
What's up, guys? You've entered the Fuzz Show right here on KX935. I'm your host, Brindles, and for the next hour, I've got a ton of good tracks, lots of underground stuff that you may or may not have heard, but nonetheless, it's going to get some airplay, and I'm excited to show you some good things. Let's start it off with a hot one. This is Booker T. Jones featuring The Roots, covering Lauryn Hill's Everything Is Everything.
We'll be right back.
That was Detroit's The Go, 2007. They existed from the 90s till the late 2010s. That was off of their kind of psychedelic opus called Howl on the Haunted Beat You Ride, which became critically acclaimed for that time. It won, that album won like Album of the Year for Detroit. I don't know. These guys have been all over the place in a good way. They played a huge Peace Jam way back in the day, and people were so blown away by their set, they actually got to meet with the Dalai Lama afterwards in like a private session. Their very first album that they put out in 99 featured Jack White on guitar, which is pretty cool. Actually, Jack White's label, Third Man Records, just re-released that album and some live stuff that he played on with them. So look for that coming up pretty soon on Third Man Records. But yeah, those guys are insane. I've got one of their albums. It's a double called Fiesta that Burger Records put out, and it's from front to back. It's insane. They were mentored by Kim Fowley, who is kind of like up there with Rocky Erickson in terms of, you know, Godfather of Psych stuff, Garage at least. Yeah, so that was The Go. Before that, we start off the hour with Booker T. Jones, Everything is Everything. I'm obsessed with this guy right now. His instrumental stuff is so good. Definitely check that one out on YouTube if you can find it. Everything is Everything by Booker T. Jones. The live in-studio session with him and the Roots playing that song is incredible. It's awesome to see and really makes me want to learn how to play the organ. Yeah. So anyways, there you go. Little backstories on those two bands. You're tuned into the Fuzz Show if you're just listening. Just hop it on board. And yeah, for the next hour, I got some pretty cool stuff coming up. This one, Kelly Stoltz. I want to say he's from the Bay Area, or at least he's closely connected to all the musicians up there, but a pretty cool one called The Sun Comes Through. And then a fairly older jam from a UK band called Flying Colors. It's a pretty heavy psych song called Like You Said. So yeah, there you go. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. Let's keep it going.
You're tuned into The Fuzz on KX93.5. It's good for your ears and your soul. Stay tuned for more.
The river is the holy ghost.
That was Flying Colors with Like You Said, and before that was Kelly Stoltz with The Sun Comes Through. You tuned in the Fuzz Show right here on KX935, and we got a caller who wanted to dedicate this next song to a mutual friend of ours.
Hello?
Can they hear you? I don't know. Go for it.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
What's going on, Corey? Big fan of the show, big fan of you, and most importantly, big fan of Kevin Dorey and Sam, who is having their son right now. So the next song, which I'm unaware of, I would like to dedicate to them and their new boy.
Yeah, Mattson, welcome to the world. He's going to be sharing a birthday with my kid, which is pretty rad. So, yeah. Anyways, thanks for calling in, Brett.
And talk to you later, buddy.
Yeah, talk to you later, bud.
Bye.
Bye. All right, let's get back to it. This next track is Psychic Ills with Mind Days, and we'll get into Boogerins in Finu.
Existem mais de mil complicações e juntas se transforma em direções. E no final já são quase
those Brazilian-based Bugarins with their song Infinu. They've been around since 2013, and it looks like they're coming to town in late September. The Bootleg Theater up in L.A., September 20th is what it says online. And, man, I've been waiting to see these guys for a while. They occasionally come through the States, but I tend to always miss them somehow. But their albums are insanely good front to back. It's a pretty cool psych group. I think it's a four-piece, and they've been pumping out some really, really beautiful albums lately, just over the years. Before that was Psychic Ills with Mind Days. Hope you dug that. And coming up next, Skin Shape. There's a buddy turned me on to these guys. They're kind of in the same vein, or like if you're a fan of like Krongbin, or you know, some of these more like dancey instrumental, but there's still some vocals things going on. This guy's from London. He's called Skin Shape. I think he's been around for a couple years. This track's called Don't Call My Name. I think you'll dig it. And then we'll get into an old one from R. Stevie Moore. And if you're not familiar with R. Stevie Moore, this guy is like the lo-fi legend of the music industry. I think he may hold a record for having the most recordings out of anybody on the planet. Yes, 1988, that track is from, that it'll be, it's called I'm Only Sleeping. And the guy's all across the board. He's influenced so many people that are out now. Yeah, it should be, yeah, I think you'll dig this one. It's got kind of almost like a Kinks feel to it, which is weird because he's such a lo-fi guy, like almost like home recording stuff. But the guy's a legend. So anyways, let's get into Skin Shape. You are tuned in to The Fuzz Show, and this show is brought to you by Cast of Crowns Art Collective and Tattoo Studio. Up in North Laguna at 214 North Coast Highway. Yeah, thanks for tuning in. Here we go. Skin Shape, Don't Call My Name.
grace I need. Don't wait for time, he can step to the side. Just be true to yourself, you've got nothing to hide. For the hour that we spend and the loving we've been, we can take as long, just as long as it takes. For the hour
tuned into The Fuzz on KX 93.5. It's good for your ears and your soul. Stay tuned for more.
Float upstream, please don't worry.
You just heard Sam Cohen. That was his track, The Garden. It came out a couple years ago, like four or five. I don't know. I was able to catch him up in Portland for Pickathon Music Festival 1 year. And I was really pumped. He's got a really cool sound. A lot of his stuff almost has like a Tom Petty kind of vocals to it, which is pretty cool. So I always come back to that one. Before that was R. Stevie Moore, an earlier one from 1988 called I'm Only Sleeping. It's crazy because I feel like music that sounds just like that is coming out now. And this guy was putting it out. He's put out so much stuff. It's insane. I don't think I'll ever be able to listen to it. It's almost like a Bob Dylan thing. Like, I swear I was in a huge Bob Dylan phase for a while. I think everybody kind of goes through that. You know, you get into college, you're like, oh yeah, Bob Dylan, Jimi Hendrix, blah, blah, blah. And you exhaust every song, at least you think you did. And it's still to this day, I'm like, wait, what? That's a Bob Dylan song? I haven't heard that one. Anyways, coming up next, The Pretty Things. These guys are from 1963, from the UK. Throughout each decade that they existed, they kind of switched tones to what was happening on the dial. So they went from like strictly, you know, UK invasion, like R&B, blues stuff. And then they went into like their psychedelic phase. And then they had like a new wave phase. They've done everything, but nothing was as good as their original stuff, which I know that sounds contentious or pretentious or whatever, but it's true. They saw the most success from their early stuff. This song is epic. It's called Talking About the Good Times. I hope you guys dig it. This is The Fuzz Show on KX935. That was The Pretty Things with Talking About the Good Times. You are tuned into The Fuzz Show, brought to you by Cast of Crowns Art Collective and Tattoo Studio. They are located at 412 North Coast Highway, right here in Laguna Beach. They support LCAD in the Canyon. They support the Art Walk Foundation. They're members of that. Definitely cruise in there. It's like a high-end like art gallery, and everyone that's got their art displayed in there, they're all classically trained oil artists and painters. They also do tattoos and piercings, walk-ins. You know, you can just talk stuff out with them or just hang out, whatever. They're obviously good people because they support this show. So hopefully my listeners, you guys can go up there and support them. Art walks for sure are always good. First Thursdays here, they've always got good stuff going. Yeah, can't thank them enough. Coming up next, I got this band from Nova Scotia, The Everywheres. They've been around since 2013, just got onto my radar. So I apologize in advance for not turning you onto them sooner. Usually I'm better at that. They're called The Everywheres. The song's called Someone Disappeared. Then we'll get into an older one from the 80s, Cleaners from Venus, called The Jangling Man. You're tuned into The Fuzz Show right here on KX935.
Since 1981, and I am just a jangling. city. I hope you're having fun. And all you voters everywhere will remember what you've done. Remember what you've done. And wander dimly through the past of the England that you knew. These dispossessed and homeless children.
Tuned into The Fuzz on KX93.5. It's good for your ears and your soul. Stay tuned for more.
So glad that you
city, I hope you're having fun. And all you voters everywhere will remember what you've done. Remember what you've done. And wander dimly through the past of the England that you knew. These dispossessed and homeless children, they all belong to you. They all belong to you. And I am just a jangly man in the cold.
Awaiting for you all.
Awaiting for you all, take one.
One, two, one, two, three, four. You don't need a loving. You don't need a bedpan. You don't need a horoscope or a microscope to see the mess that you're in. If you open up your heart, you'll see what I mean. Been polluted so long, here's a way for you to get clean. By chanting the names of the Lord and you'll be free. The Lord is waiting on you all to waken and see. By chanting the names of the Lord and you'll be free. The Lord is waiting on you all to awaken and see. You don't need a passport. You don't need no visa. You don't need to designate or to emigrate before you can see Jesus. If he open up your heart, you'll see he's right there. And he always was and will be. He'll relieve you of all your curse. By chanting the names of the Lord and you'll be free. The Lord is waiting on you all to awaken and see. By chanting the names of the Lord and you'll be free. The Lord is waiting on you all to awaken and see. You don't need no church house. You don't need no temple. You don't need no rosy beads or them books to read to see that you are fallen. If you open up your heart, then you see what I mean. You've been kept down so long, someone thinking that we're all green. While the Pope owns 51% of General Motors, and the stock exchange is the only thing he's qualified to quote us. But the Lord is waiting on you all to awaken and see. By chanting the names of the Lord and you'll be free. That was all. Then it's finished. Thank you.
for